AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's a new era. The U.S. and Cuba now have full diplomatic relations for the first time in more than 50 years. The agreement to resume normal ties kicked in just after midnight. Our Mark Smith is in Washington.
The last time flags flew at U.S. and Cuban embassies was 1961, and Dwight Eisenhower was president. Today, the mansion that was Cuba's embassy then again takes on the role, while in Havana, it's a modern office building that's being upgraded. However, America's gala flag raising with Secretary of State John Kerry presiding likely won't come till next month.
Today, the UN Security Council will endorse the nuclear deal between world powers and Iran. It'll begin rolling out the measures that will lift those sanctions that have been strangling the Iranian economy. Here at home, they don't know yet when busy Interstate 10 linking L.A. to Phoenix will reopen after a bridge collapsed in heavy rain. One driver hurt. California Transportation spokeswoman Terry Kazinga on how scary this was.
He was actually in a pickup truck driving along that road when it collapsed, and a portion of his pickup was pinned underneath the roadway for several hours until he was rescued.
Donald Trump isn't backing down from his weekend comments critical of Senator John McCain at a family leadership summit.
He's a war hero because he was captured. Okay? You can have, and I believe perhaps he's a war hero, but right now he said some very bad things about a lot of people.
Many other Republican presidential candidates are slamming Trump, as is the Republican National Committee, which says there is no place in its party for comments like that. A new AP poll finds that 42% of Americans support same-sex marriage. 40% oppose it. Last month, the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage nationwide. This is AP Radio News. World champion surfer Mick Fanning got knocked off his board by an attacking shark over the weekend in South Africa.
I just saw fins. I didn't see the teeth. I was waiting for the teeth to come at me as I was swimming. I was like, ah!
He'd been sitting on his board waiting his turn, as he said, during the televised finals of a World Surfing League competition, when you can see two fins appear and then a splash.
It was dragging me. I felt like it was just dragging me underwater, and then all of a sudden my leg rope broke, and I was like, all right, just start swimming. I was swimming and screaming.
He says he's fine now. His mom was watching live on TV back home in Australia and called it absolutely terrifying. Former President George H.W. Bush has been released from a Maine hospital after falling at his summer home in Kennebunkport last Wednesday and breaking a bone in his neck. The doctors at the hospital say the former president will fully recover in 3 or 4 months. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.